Welcome back, everyone. This is the Red and Yellow Kingdom podcast. I'm your host, Scott, joined by Rich with your average, everyday Chiefs talk. All of our episodes are available on all major podcast platforms. Just look or search for the Red and Yellow Kingdom podcast, as well as you can search for us on various social media pages such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, Rich, so how's your week been so far looking up to this divisional round games, especially the Chiefs and Bills?
It's been good. I'm excited for it. This is a matchup that, you know, I've been looking forward to since kind of a little butt whooping that they gave us early on in the year, right? That's that game that got delayed because of rain. I actually left at halftime because of it with my kid. Then I get home and see that the game got out of hand a little bit. So, you know, just a redemption game, part of the redemption tour that we need in order to get to the Super Bowl, right, is to beat all the teams that we lost to in the regular season.
Right. Yeah, I remember that too as well, how it was just like, it was like pouring down rain at halftime. And what was it like? It was like a 45 to almost an hour delay, right, if I'm not correctly?
Right.
From there on out, it was just the same old kind of performance we've had from the first half of that game and just weren't able to capitalize at all coming back on that game. So, like you were just saying, redemption. Obviously, if the Chiefs are to overcome and win this Bills game, on Sunday, we're basically facing two teams, whether it's either of the team we lost in the regular season as well. So, yeah, pretty much a redemption tour the rest of the way we go, and we'll see what happens. But I guess with that being said, I guess I'll start off with you with inside the numbers between the teams.
All righty. So just like we did last week, since we played this team before, I'm going to talk a little bit about the numbers from the first matchup. And even though it was a while ago, right, it was early on in the season, sixth game of the season on October 10th, Bills ended up winning that 138-20. At that point, they were 4-1, and we were 2-3. So again, right, just some high-level numbers on the stats for that game. In overall yardage for the Bills was 436. We were at 392. They had 315 yards in the air while we were at 272. And on the ground, they were 121 yards, and we were at 120. So yardage-wise, the game wasn't that different. The big differential that game was they didn't have a single turnover, and we had four. I'm sure a lot of you guys can remember the good and the bad that happened that game, right, where Patrick had two interceptions. And he had a fumble too, right? And then Byron Pringle also had a fumble. So overall that day, it was just a continued trend where we were not protecting the ball and we couldn't stop anybody. And then one thing I'll also do is kind of just jump into a little bit of what the numbers look like, let's say, in current setup, right? So, of course, just talked about the last matchup. And then if we go back four more matchups, the Chiefs have won overall three out of the last five games. So Chiefs won. They lost the last one. They won two games ago, right, which was the AFC Championship. And then before that, the Chiefs had won another game. The Bills won, and the Chiefs won. So, again, right, three out of five for the Chiefs, two out of five for the Bills. And then, I mean, I don't know how much we have to touch in on the matchup from last week for the Bills. They absolutely dismantled the Patriots 47-17 in a game that they probably could have scored 70, 80 points, right, with how they were playing. Can't remember. I think, what was it? Was it five straight drives and five touchdowns?
Yeah.
Open out the game. No punts, no field goals, nothing like that.
Yeah, it was a pretty ugly game. I mean, as far as on the Patriots side.
Yeah, for sure. So, like I did last week, the numbers are always a little bit different in the playoffs because, I mean, it's technically a new season, right? There is a way, something that you can say about, well, they performed like this in the regular season, but then there's teams that just kind of changed their identity, and they did, right? I mean, there was a couple games where over the regular season, where the Bills, I mean, they lost to the Steelers to open out the season. Let me see. They lost to the Titans 31-34, which, I mean,
heck, they lost to Jacksonville, too.
Yeah, they lost to Jacksonville 6-9. They lost to the Colts 15-41. They lost to the Patriots 10-14 in the game where Mac Jones threw, three passes. They lost to the Bucs in overtime. So, a very hot and cold team. But let's say they did finish out the season with a win versus the Panthers, the Patriots, the Falcon, and the Jets. I understand that's not, a top 10 hardest schedule. And if I'm not mistaken, you had shared a stat where I think they had like the third or fourth easiest schedule overall in the NFL.
Second.
Mm-hmm. So, just kind of giving you a little background about the Bills, right? But no doubt, they came into the playoffs and treated the Patriots as we did with the Steelers. So both teams come in hot. Both teams come in looking very, very sharp on offense. And defensively, also, both teams do really, really well. Their defense is the number one ranked overall, according to most sites and even the NFL. So they do really, really good in every aspect. Now, one thing that's going to be super, super important for this week is who is available. So what does the injury report look like?
All right. So as far as on the Chiefs front on injuries coming into the Bills game, Darrell Williams with that toe injury, who tried to give it a go last week against the Steelers. Obviously didn't play much. He actually didn't practice all week except for yesterday. He was limited in practice. So I think Andy was trying to give him some rest this week to see if he'll be good to go to play this week, but he's listed as questionable. And then Rashad Fenton, another player, cornerback, obviously he had that back injury in warmups last week. Didn't practice all week at all. So obviously he's listed as questionable, which is interesting because he didn't practice at all this week. But we'll have to see if he ends up playing. I don't think he actually will end up playing, but we'll see on him. Good news is Clyde Edwards-Helaire with the shoulder injury. After missing the previous weeks, he fully practiced all week long, so he is good to go and most likely will play. So they might rest Darrell Williams and just have Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon getting bulk of the carries this week. Good news as well, I know people have been reading what happened midweek this week with Willie Gay Jr., whether he may not play this week. Andy Reid actually said that came out and he will play and shouldn't affect any of his snaps at all. So that's good news that he actually will still be playing this week for the Chiefs as well. As far as on the Bills front, they actually have nobody listed as anything questionable out, anything. They had one, Mario Addison, their defensive end, who had a shoulder injury, who was limited in practice a few days this week, but then fully practiced on Friday. So there was no game status for him. Obviously, he was pretty much playing. So, looks like the Bills are coming in, pretty much healthy. And then besides, maybe a couple of our players, we were actually pretty healthy too as well. So, that's always good news. I like seeing in the playoffs where both teams are not banged up and you get to see the best of both teams, basically. So, that's always a good sign to see that. So, going back on that Chiefs, Bills week 5 matchup, obviously where you talked about a little bit, and obviously they beat us 38-20, and it wasn't really a close game at all, even though the Chiefs for the most part of the game were technically still right there, and within a couple drives, maybe even some scores on offense and some stops on defense, they're right there back in the game pretty much, but they just could never get a lot of drives just finishing them off, whether it be, a turnover or can't get a stop on defense. They just could never get things going that way. Obviously, Mahomes was off the whole game. Probably, if you look back at this year, could have been probably one of his worst games outside of the Tennessee game, probably. That was probably one of his worst games of the year, but he wasn't looking great the whole game. Obviously, we didn't have Javarius Ward that game. We didn't have Chris Jones that game. There's a lot of things that you could kind of look back on that game compared to now for this matchup coming up on Sunday. But, hopefully, like I said, we'll have things, worked out better. And obviously we've been playing what is it, the 8 of the last 9 games, you know, playing pretty well, especially on offense and defense. So, but yeah, what are your thoughts as far as, you know, that week 5 game, Rich, between then and now, as far as these teams going?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it perfectly, right? We've definitely changed. I mean, that was a really rough stretch for not only Patrick Mahomes, but the team overall. And it was part of that new identity of not only Mahomes, but even just how the team played offensively, defensively. We got some people back. They were getting back in rhythm. We had one player who we were slowly phasing out for whatever reason it was that Thornhill wasn't playing so much. And yeah, I mean, it's just a completely different game. I mean, losses to the Bills, the Titans, I mean, even the one to the Ravens, right, which we're not going to be playing the Ravens, but those are just different games. And even though, you know, the Chiefs struggled there with the Broncos at the end of the season and then had a really good I mean, I thought it was going to be a blowout with against the Bengals, and then, you know, we kind of disappeared there in the second half. It's just a completely different team, right? So, yeah, without a doubt, that first matchup versus the Bills was very one-sided on the scoreboard. But, again, like you said, even in going back and watching the game, right, it all kind of – it seemed to get out of hand or you know, they pulled away from us on that – what was it, that roughing the passer call on Clark?
On Frank Josh Clark, Allen. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it reminded me of Chris Jones's phantom hitting Tom Brady in the head in the AFC Championship, where it's like, that's not roughing the passer, but, you know, we all know how the NFL is. And at the end of the day, you can't rely on the refs to change momentum for you. So, because we got an interception on that play, right?
So, yeah, Rashad Fenton caught the interception on that play. And if you think about it, I mean, obviously we get an interception. I believe it's around 10 or 11 minutes in the fourth quarter. So if the Chiefs score on that drive, I believe it makes it, I want to say it was like a 4-point game or something like that, if the Chiefs were to get a touchdown that drive. So they're, like I was kind of saying, like the whole game, they're literally like up until obviously the, you know, the Bills make it 38-20. They're pretty much one drive or two drives there the whole game, whether how bad we were playing and turning the ball. We were still right there. It's just we can never capitalize.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're spot on. Like I said, it's the scoreboard looked like it was truly an 18-point deficit, or, I mean, and I guess, I mean, the 3-score difference. But, yeah, at the end of the day, it was much closer than the scoreboard looked. And I remember getting home after that rain delay and watching the game, and you could just tell the Chiefs were kind of just deflated because they just had such a rough game initially that, you know, once they kind of pulled away, they were like, man, we've got nothing left, and it was just a stretch of bad game. So it's a completely different team. It's the playoffs. Chiefs are at home. I was looking at a stat I think you shared or somebody shared in our little chat that Chiefs have never lost to the same team 2 times at home.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be ready, and both teams are coming in as hot as can be. You just went over the injury report. Aside from what, Rashad Fenton, everybody should be available. That's let's say a starter or within a starter rotation. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely something that it's there's a reason it's a Sunday night game, right? It's probably the best game of the weekend, even though all of them are good this week.
Totally agree. Yeah, I think that's why they put it on Sunday Night Football too as well. They wanted to save the marquee matchup, and a lot of people are calling it. It could be a Super Bowl game if they were allowed to have these two teams on both sides for the Super Bowl. It very well could be something like that too as well. So as far as you know, going into this game, our keys to the game, what are you looking forward to as far as on the offensive side of the ball?
So offensively, I think it just one has to be a very clean game from Patrick Mahomes, right? He had that turnover early last week where he was trying to, you know, do some Mahomes magic. We know the Bills are going to play that deep, keep everything in front. They have, you know, really good safeties and really good corners. So they're going to say, you know, drop those guys 30 yards down the field, keep everything in front. So, you know, catches to Allaire, to Kelce, those are guys who got to have really big games. And Patrick just has to be efficient. Take what's given. They have a very good rush, right, with Rousseau, Addison, and just their overall defensive line rotation. So as they come and, you know, they really just rush with four, right? They blitz every now and then, but if they bring those four, they get penetration. A pocket is created. Patrick will have to step up one, ideally make a throw or two, just take off and run. Man, you know, Mahomes is just as capable as running as Allen is. So I think that'll be one of the big keys to the game is they're going to limit Mahomes' ability to throw deep as they did in the first game. So Patrick, be smart, protect the ball. And if it's there, man, just take off and run. And I think that might be one of the keys to the game, right, is what Patrick is able to do on the ground running the ball.
Yeah, and like you said, kind of give what you're taking in this game. You know, obviously kind of going back and watching that first game we played in week five, one of the most important things is, and I think I mentioned to it already is kind of finish off drives. We had a lot of drives that just seemed slow. Like I think we had, I want to say maybe the first or second drive, it was like 15 or 16 plays that we ran. It just seemed like we couldn't get in the end zone on a lot of drives we had earlier in the season against them. So most importantly for me is finishing off drives and don't turn the ball over. Obviously, we had four turnovers in that game, so minimize the turnovers that were given. And then also I have just control the clock because both of these teams also have a you know, very explosive offense. It can kind of score pretty much at any given time. So I do think, like kind of what you said with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jerick McKinnon, I think controlling that clock with the running game will probably help out a little bit in this game. But I think those are some of the factors on offense for us to, you know, hopefully come away with the win at home this time around with that. As far as on the defensive side, kind of what I think we were mentioning too earlier, or even this week we talked about, I have it to where obviously hopefully the Chiefs have a game plan on controlling Josh Allen. Obviously in that first game, he got, you know, some really good runs, especially I think even on third downs to keep the drives moving for them. And most importantly, don't give up the big plays. You know, there was obviously the early on in the season, you know, Darren Sorensen had some struggles. I know he had two of them in this game back in week five against these two teams. So that's one of the bigger things for me is don't give up the big plays and pretty much everything underneath you or you know, in front of you. Keep everything in front of you. But that's what I think as far as what we need to do is on the defensive side is just contain Allen and just don't give up those big plays.
Yeah, I mean, and we kind of been going back and forth on, you know, what we think Spagnuolo will do. And although I had this weird idea of, and what if he dropped in coverage and just kind of bring pressure with the front four, make it to where Allen is, you know, having to read a lot of zone coverage, that would be too much of a change to the style of the Chiefs, right? We know the Chiefs style is to blitz, play man with one, you know, cover one or cover two, sometimes even cover zero. So dropping them in the zone would be to completely change. And that's just not, you know, something the Chiefs do with Spagnuolo, right? So I think it'll be a lot of blitzing. I think they're going to blitz the living, you know what, out of Allen, try to get to him early, which means that our corners are going to be on islands versus their wide receivers, right? And they have Stephon Diggs, who is, you know, top five wide receiver in the NFL. Great hands, great route running. So the corners will have to be on it, right? I think this is going to be a matchup to where, you know, if we're making Allen run, we have to get to him. Because if he breaks the pocket or beats the blitz, you know, we've got guys that are following wide receivers and there's going to be a ton of space for him to run. Talk to one of my other diehard tactical buddies, and he said, you know, would we have a spy on Josh Allen? And I think so. I think if you're going to blitz, you still need to have the spy. And I think Nick Bolton, you know, Nick Bolton isn't the fastest linebacker in the world, but he's still faster than Josh Allen. So I think him having somewhat of a spy responsibility on Allen would be nice. Because Willie Gay, we need him in coverage. Willie Gay is faster, more athletic. And yes, it'd be maybe even better to have him spy Allen. But again, right, he's someone that can cover better than Bolton. I'd rather have Gay than Bolton in coverage. So that'll just be an interesting chess matchup. And who knows, man, maybe Chris Jones just absolutely tears it up and, you know, just creates pressure on his own up the middle and breaks Allen. And then you've got Clark and Ingram containing or kind of, you know, maybe in a wider rush stance that contains and creates out pocket so that Allen steps up right into Jones. But yeah, I mean, there's just so many unknowns, and it'll be an interesting chess matchup tomorrow. But I'm going to go with, I think Spags is going to blitz the crap out of Allen and hope that we get there before he's able to, you know, make some good throws. And then whether it's Thornhill or Matthew in coverage, you know, making some plays, having their corners backed.
And, you know, just to point out something key on defense, and I'll remind kind of some of the things I said a little bit ago, is on the defensive side, you're looking at a game that we didn't even have Melvin Ingram yet, which once he came on the team, the defense has been totally different. You got to realize Nick Bolton in his rookie year, it was his fifth game he played. And I actually, when you say Nick Bolton about he's not as fast, I was reminded how fast he wasn't when in week five, Josh Allen, actually Nick Bolton kind of going after him, and Josh Allen kind of just went, you know, did a little bit of like juke and like kind of juked him out. And that's how I was like, yeah, Nick Bolton isn't the fastest guy out there. Couldn't chase him down. But, you know, there's that. Once again, like I said, Chris Jones didn't play. Jarvarius Ward didn't play. So, I mean, just on the defense from week five to now against this team, it's totally different. So, like, you can kind of throw out everything of what happened on the defensive side of the ball on that week five and, you know, think about what could be how it is in the last few weeks or even the last half season. And I'm not trying to, you know, discredit the Bills offense at all. I mean, obviously they're still great and everything, but we obviously didn't have what we have now on defense. So a lot of good things you point out there, like I said, as far as, you know, being a man spy like Willie Gay Jr. or Nick Bolton on Josh Allen and just different things that is in the play now than it was early on in the season. So it's going to be a different kind of defense you see in this game than when we watched week five versus them for sure as well. So going into our game prediction, and gosh, these get harder, I think, almost every week, the more it goes on in the season. But so obviously I have the Chiefs winning the game, but it's not, I don't have it, you know, being like maybe more like it was last week against the Steelers, because we kind of, you know, kind of thought that was kind of not going to be a close game. So this one, I have the Chiefs winning 34-31. I think it'll be somewhere in the 30s for this game, because I think there's still going to be some points, but it's still going to be probably that field goal or, you know, maybe even touchdown as how close the score is for me.
Yeah, for me, so far I've been sticking with Chiefs 38, Bills 31. I think it'll be a great offensive display by both teams. It'll be intense most of the game. And then I think we'll have some, you know, big defensive stops or turnovers. Let's say that the Chiefs defense will get there late in the fourth quarter to put a fork in it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we can get some turnovers on the defensive side of the ball in this game, because we didn't get any turnovers in that first matchup. So I'm hoping to see, when you're talking about predictions on that, I'm hoping to see maybe we get at least one turnover, you know, whether it be an interception or fumble. But I do think as far as the points being scored in this game, you know, I think Mahomes is going to have, you know, three touchdowns, probably either McKinnon or Clyde Edwards-Helaire probably have a touchdown on the ground, and then probably a field goal from Butker is probably what I'm predicting for us on the score points.
Yeah, that makes sense. At the end of the day, I just want the Chiefs win. I don't care if it's 9-6.
That is true. Hey, if we can beat them like 9-6 like Jacksonville did, I'm all right with that too as well. So,
and you know what's funny is I have some weird feeling that it's going to be a defensive game. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, nah, that would be too boring. You know, there's no way Patrick and Josh Allen, two of the, you know, best quarterbacks in the NFL, would have that tough game. So I know the defenses are really good. But I mean, and the weather's going to be nice. Well, comparatively to, you know, what Buffalo deals with, and then even what we deal with around this time. So it's just going to be, and I know the heat, you know, that field is heated, right? So when we say it's like 10 degrees outside for them, it's like 30 because of the heated field, right? But yeah. No, I think it's just it would be weird. It would be a weird NFL game if it was a low playoff scoring game. So yeah, I think it's going to be wide open. It's going to be an offensive game.
Yeah. Now, if it was Chad Henne versus Mitch Trubisky, yeah, I could see it being 9-6. You know, with the backup quarterbacks in there. I can't see that either as well. But yeah, like you said, mentioned the good thing of is you know, it's going to be kind of the same temperature it was last week against the Steelers, if not maybe a little bit warmer, like a little tiny bit warmer. But obviously no snow, no rain, nothing like that. So it's going to be, I think, good football weather for these teams to play each other too as well. So, yeah, like I said, it's going to be exciting, close game to watch for sure. As far as the rest of the games we have around the NFL on divisional weekend, we obviously have three other games. So I'm going to let you pick what is probably the best game out of the other three games you're looking forward to the watch.
So I think that's, you got me with the question. Like you said, best game, but then looking forward to watch. I think they're two different. So let me answer this two ways. The best game, I think, is going to be the Rams-Bucks game. I think that's going to be an amazing matchup. The Rams beat the Bucks earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. And they are in Tampa now. I think the first game was in L.A. So, of course, you know, you get Brady in his playoff mode, which we all know what that's like. And then now you get Stafford on this. This prove it, right? Now you're with a competent team. You got all these stars around you. They absolutely destroyed the Cardinals. So I think that's going to be the best game from a viewership perspective, right? Excuse me. So then the game that I'm looking forward to watching the most is the Bengals. I talked last week how that was my surprise team. I love the team that they're building or that they've built. Burrow, Chase, and those guys. And then defensively, they're middle of the pack, but they play really, really good. So I think the Titans are also probably the most, I wouldn't say non-deserving because they obviously won more games than we did, but they're not the sexiest number one team, in the AFC for a while, right? So I think, yes, they get Derrick Henry back. Ryan Tannehill is probably the worst quarterback out of all the playoff quarterbacks. A.J. Brown is A.J. Brown. He's always dinged up. Julio isn't Julio Jones anymore since he's been injured for the last few years. So, they're at home. They'll be hyped. Mike Vrabel will have those boys ready to play. But I think if Joe Burrow and that offense gets going early on, I don't see how the Titans can play a catch-up ball, right? If they're down by two touchdowns, they're not built because you've taken out their best player in Derrick Henry. So that's the game I'm looking forward to watching. So I will be glued to the TV here shortly within a few hours as they are the first game of the playoff matchups. And pending Chiefs win, Bengals win, that's the matchup that I win in the AFC Championship, right? Because I think it's, in my opinion, the two best teams left in the AFC. I wouldn't even say left. They were the two most fun teams to watch in the AFC. And, I'd like to get that revenge game versus against them, as opposed to the Titans.
Yeah, and just real quick on that Bengals-Titans game, if we are able to beat the Bills, we'll face one of those two teams. Obviously, like I'm just like there with you. I'd rather probably get the Bengals too as well, so we can get them at Arrowhead, and get a rematch, revenge on them. But also, even if the Titans do win that game, and obviously we beat the Bills, we end up going to Nashville. They're playing the Titans. I still feel confident even going there and beating them. Obviously we got beat 27-3 earlier this year, but I'd feel confident going there still and beating them too. But I would still, if I had the choice, I'd rather have the Bengals here at Arrowhead for sure. We'll just have to definitely wait and see. But that is one of the good things I like is that's the very first game, right? So we're going to find out, what's going to happen as far as who goes where after this first game. So, but I'll talk on real quick because obviously I guess I did give you two different options. So you talked about two of the games. So I'll talk about the other game, just the 49ers and Packers that are actually the second game of the weekend, which is tonight's game. But obviously the Packers had the bye week. Aaron Rodgers have pretty much had a pretty dominant year this year. I would say he's probably up there at the top of the MVP list. I'd have to say too as well. He might be. If not one, he's definitely two. So, obviously their defense kind of struggles at times. Their offense can just pretty much light you up at any time they want to. Their defense is probably their only concern, with San Francisco coming in. And sometimes, San Francisco, I mentioned even last week, they've been catching fire as of late, through the second half of the year. So it wouldn't be, surprising the game is close. Ultimately, I think the Packers will probably pull away, but you know, it wouldn't be surprised me if it's more close than what people might think of this game. So going into that, I guess you'll say, what would be your predictions for all the games this weekend, I guess, outside of the Chiefs-Bills game?
You want specific points or no?
No, just like kind of what we did last week. We just did like wins, loss, yeah.
Yeah, I did that earlier, and I told one of my other buddies that, I'm like, man, I hate score predictions because it's just like tossing something way out there in the sky. So, but I'm going to go with the Bengals beat the Titans. The Packers will beat the Niners in, as you mentioned, a very close game. The Rams beat the Bucks in Tampa, and then the Chiefs beat the Bills, obviously, here in Kansas City. What about you?
Man, I was waiting for you to say that last one, the Bucks and Rams, because I was like, who's going to go with that one? Because I'm like, I was thinking you're going to go with the Bucks, and I'm like, oh, if you went with the Bucks, then we would have some different picks. But once again, 2 weeks in a row, we have the same picks. So I had the Bengals first game that starts today. Then I have the Packers tonight. Then first game tomorrow, the Rams over the Bucks, and then I have obviously the Chiefs winning. So we have the same picks 2 weeks in a row. Obviously, we only lost that Patriots game last. The Patriots Bills game we got wrong last week, but. Yeah, I feel pretty confident. I think the most one that obviously the two ones that people are probably more talking about other than, the Bills, Chiefs, and the Packers and Niners are the Titans and Bengals game and obviously the Rams and Bucks game. Those are the two I've seen a lot of back and forth on. But I think the Rams-Bucks game will probably be the most surprising because I think talking about that game again, that I just think the Rams just have so much firepower and offense. Their defense is looking pretty good. And the Bucks are just banged up. Like, they're, like, really banged up as far as on the offensive front. They got a lot of their defensive players back, or two of their great defensive players back last week. But they still seem overall banged up as a team. But I would not be surprised that definitely the Rams win that game.
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly with, the Bucks is, they're banged up. You know, obviously they've had a little bit of weird stuff going on with the whole AB situation. Bruce Arians, you know, in my opinion, that, you know, that's a little weird that they, you know, fined him for punching. I mean, he didn't really punch, you know, but I mean, that's not a topic for this podcast. But yeah, they just got a little things going on. But, you know, we all know who Brady is. Brady's going to have them boys ready to play. To your point, I think the Rams have a little bit more firepower. They don't have to worry about, you know, any crazy weather or anything like that unless it starts raining like crazy in Tampa. But, I think McVay is going to be looking to be, you know, finally get back there with a better quarterback, some better wide receivers, an amazing defense. So, now I'll tell you this. My predictions are always a little bit of a mixture of, you know, what I think happens strategically, but also what I want to happen. Mm-hmm. But I always tell folks that if I were to go to bet, oh no, I'd go with the Bucks and the Titans. You know, like I don't,
I agree with that.
You know, I bet with my head, but I make these picks on podcasts and like, you know, in discussion with folks with my, I guess you can say heart. I mean, I'm not really that invested in the other games, right? But
if you're putting money on the line on these bets or not bets, these predictions, right, of teams that would win, I would probably go with the Titans and Bucks too as well. I mean, obviously. You're putting money on a line, but that's why I don't do it anymore. That's why I don't do that anymore. So I just kind of just like to predict for the fun of it. But yeah, I totally agree with you on that. So, all right. With that being said, that actually is all we have for today's episode of the Red and Yellow Kingdom podcast. So just check back with us after the weekend of our breakdown of that divisional round game between the Bills and Chiefs at Arrowhead, which I cannot wait to attend. I know there's going to be a lot of Bills fans there, just like there was probably week five. So we'll see, how loud Arrowhead will be. But I know it's going to be rocking just like it was last week against the Steelers for sure.
Yeah. All right.
So thanks again, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to follow our podcast and go Chiefs.